Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. So today we're going to be talking about protecting our souls. And really specifically, we're going to be talking about why I no longer watch The Bachelor.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner and everything in between. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com. Or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, so before I get started, this is a collab with Heather from A Catholic Mom's Life. I'm very excited. We're doing this together and we're both gonna be talking about protecting our souls from like media, from books and video and TV. But really thinking about what we're exposing ourselves to, because it's so, so important. We could be kind of mindlessly exposing ourselves to lots of things that actually like hurt ourselves. And so I want to specifically talk about my journey with the show The Bachelor, because I'm sure we all have what we call maybe a guilty pleasure without truly like walking through what it means when we engage with that type of media. So let's begin. I have been watching The Bachelor for a very long time, since almost the very beginning of the show. And I don't remember what season we're on, but like really, it's been a long time. One of the reasons that I watched The Bachelor, the main reason, is that my sister watches The Bachelor. And so it was like this bonding experience for us. We don't have a lot of things in common in terms of our beliefs and things. So we would find this commonality with watching The Bachelor. We could talk about what happened. We could talk about the people and all those things. And it was kind of like this bonding moment. It was also my one guilty pleasure. And I kept it even after starting this channel. I think it was in the middle of The Bachelorette in like the May month when I suddenly started thinking about what I was doing watching The Bachelor. I remember finding these feelings I was having towards, I guess it was The Bachelorette, like almost objectifying her, right? She was no longer this person. She was no longer a creature of God, but she was just this character. Yet she was also a real person. And I would say things about her either in my mind or to somebody else that was just wrong. Those kinds of thoughts and words shouldn't have been coming out of my mouth in the first place. But that show kind of fosters those sins of gossip, those sins of judgment, those sins of objectifying another human being for your own entertainment. And so I had to step back and say, what am I doing here? Why am I watching this show? Is there anything redeeming about this show? And unfortunately, I just couldn't get there. You know, I thought about the bonding with my sister, but it was all gossip related, right? So I went to confession because I was just feeling really guilty. And you know, when the Holy Spirit makes you feel guilty about something, it's time to go to confession and really think through what it is that you're feeling guilty about. Now, did I want to go to confession? No. Did I want to hear what Father had to say? Because I was pretty sure I knew what he was going to say. No, I wanted to keep doing this. I wanted to keep having this source of entertainment and like me time and relaxation and like this one guilty pleasure. What is wrong with one guilty pleasure? Well, I went to confession and I said, Father, I've been watching The Bachelorette. Is there anything wrong with that? And he, of course, was like, yes. It's very important to pay attention to what we're exposing our souls to. And watching those kind of shows is true. They mock marriage. They mock courtship. It's disgusting. We never want our daughters or sons to participate in a show like that. And so I knew what he had to say. And honestly, I felt so much better after I went to confession. And I felt so much better having decided not to watch that show anymore. It still hurt. Paradise is like my absolute favorite form of The Bachelor. I think it's because it's more relational and less, you know, all these women or all these men and one person of the opposite sex kind of picking and choosing, which is very artificial and not how we are ordered to pursue monogamous relationships. But Paradise was a little different and I loved it and I didn't get to watch it and I was bummed. But I had to understand that it was more about God's will and what he approves of versus like what my sinful nature wants to be entertained for. It was purely a pursuit of pleasure. And that is something that we don't want to do. We don't want to pursue something just for pleasure. If there is some kind of redeeming quality to your entertainment, that's fine. And I'm not saying that you can't watch popular shows, but you really need to think about why you're watching something, especially I think when it comes to reality TV. The voyeuristic nature of reality TV in and of itself is sinful, right? We're not supposed to be watching other people and judging them and, you know, seeing these private moments and things. This is not, as a society, is healthy. We really want to nourish, you know, marriage and family and to keep those things intact and properly placed and properly pursued. We actually had a crucifix over our TV, and I'll put a picture in here, where it was from Bethlehem. It's blessed, it's a beautiful crucifix, and it really helps when you turn on that television with Jesus is right there, because it's like, would he approve of what we're watching? And I do think that at this point he would. So for now, what we do now as a family is we watch shows like The Waltons or Little House on the Prairie. Shows that have, you know what they have is they have a godly element. Sure, they're not Catholic families, but they still have that really beautiful sense of God, you know, of Christ, and looking at life through those lenses. And it's just been so helpful to feed my soul those moments while still having that entertainment factor. Of course, you can watch anything on EWTN. Those are always nice to watch shows like Mother Angelica. You can watch shows on the Saints. My kids, really, the majority of what they watch is from EWTN or through Formed. They watch a little bit of Arthur, not the new Arthur, but, you know, old Arthurs, or sometimes they watch a Magic School Bus, but again, there's some kind of redeeming quality. I will say that I'm not saying you can't watch popular TV. Ryan and I just finished the second season of Cobra Kai on YouTube, which I think there's a redeeming quality there. And I think that a lot of movies do have redeeming qualities in and of themselves. You know, what I love about Cobra Kai is that it makes you look at both sides of a situation. It's so easy to villainize one party. And I absolutely love how Cobra Kai has taken that character and flipped it. And you can really see the humanity on both ends. I'm just a fan of the original Karate Kid, so there's that. But I am just saying that it's important, because whatever we read, whatever we look at, whether it's pictures or video, it enters our soul. It impacts our soul. And you just want to really protect your soul. You know, you really want to make sure that you're pursuing virtues. And a great question to ask is, what would Jesus think of this? Would he sit down and watch this? What would Mary do? What would the saints do? So when it comes to movies, there are Catholic websites that will help you, especially as a parent, kind of decipher whether a movie has any kind of redeeming quality or not. And you can also find out how much, you know, sex or violence and language is in that movie. One of my kids' favorite movies is Ant-Man and the Wasp. And that movie is so fun, but there's like a family element to it. It's quite wholesome, actually. And so we find it fun. Heather, thank you for giving me a chance to talk about my bachelor walk, because it was interesting last year going through that and having to really do one more thing to submit to God. It's so funny how God will really, he wants to tweak us. He wants to prune us. You know, it's so amazing. We are already pruned through baptism and through the word, but he wants to continually prune us to make us just blossom and bear fruit to the fullest extent possible. And when we give our time to better endeavors, that we find entertainment that can feed our souls, like that is, will bear more fruit than if we go down the other route. Really check in and see how you feel after viewing or reading something. If you feel heavy, if you feel kind of down, if you feel kind of drained of energy, or if you have any kind of negative thoughts in your head, if you're more critical, those are signs that what you're watching does not have a redeeming quality and should be set aside. So with that, if you guys need book suggestions on something to read besides whatever you're reading or watching, I have a whole Amazon storefront that's full of great Catholic books. And then again, like I said, form.org, EWTN, And if you guys have a resource that you like to watch, even PureFlix, I haven't subscribed yet, but I'm sure they have redeeming quality entertainment on there as well. I love classic shows. I love Lucy. I find hilarious, and it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy when it's over. So again, check in with your heart, because God gave you your heart, gave you your conscience for a reason, and so use it. All right. As always, until next time, continue to know God through study, to love God through charity, and to do God's will. Have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Like. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.